It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Vaccinations are starting to have an impact on the spread of COVID-19 in some communities, according to the State Health Department. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy examined vaccination rates in the state's 10 largest counties, comparing them to COVID-19 case rates. She says case rates are highest in locations where vaccination rates are lowest, and vice versa.
So we're seeing our communities protected through levels of vaccination that are higher.
Governor Polis says he expects eventually some counties will see community transmission drop off sharply when they hit herd immunity, and those with lower vaccination rates will keep seeing cases until they reach that point. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
New federal pandemic aid is rolling out next week for the U.S. food industry. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper and Representative Joe Neguse are encouraging local businesses to apply for the funds. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
The Restaurant Revitalization Fund will provide more than $28 billion in direct aid. The program is part of the relief package passed by Congress last month. The grants aren't just for bars and restaurants. Food trucks, caterers, and brew pubs are eligible too. And the money won't have to be repaid. Businesses can register on the Small Business Administration's website starting this Friday. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The U.S. Senate is poised to take a major step to fight climate change. They're expected to overturn a rollback of methane regulations from the previous administration. Methane is a powerful greenhouse gas. On the Senate floor, Colorado's Michael Bennett said the Senate has an opportunity to limit methane and lead on climate.
By voting to reverse the last administration's terrible, counterproductive, self-destructive policy on methane pollution.
In the House, Representative Diana DeGette's bill to reduce methane waste based on Colorado's existing rules gets a committee vote today. Dr. Maggie Baldwin will be the next Colorado State veterinarian. She's the first woman in that role. Baldwin will manage the Colorado Department of Agriculture's Animal Health Division, where she plans to focus on food supply, emergency response plans, and tracking animal diseases. Baldwin was formerly a public health veterinarian at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.